countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, in a year where many of us have newfound appreciation for the simple pleasures in life, such as gardening, it is perhaps no coincidence that the winners of the 2021 Irish Food Writers Guild Food Awards this week were some of our most basic but best-loved foods. Potatoes from Ballymakenny Farm in County Louth and butter from County Down being two of the recipients. Suzanne Campbell joins us now to talk us through the winners and what's been a challenging year for many small food businesses. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Damien. Yes, it was a wonderful week for food this week. The awards took place on Thursday. The Food Writers Guild Awards, they're actually in their 27th year now, which is amazing. With the purpose, at the heart of it is to award local Irish producers and food heroes, which the writers and journalists in the Guild think are the best products and most outstanding people of the year. And this year, the awards were virtual, of course, but the Irish Drink Award went to Kinsale for a crafted mead flavoured with blackberries and cherries. And then they also have an Outstanding Achievement Award, and that went to one of Ireland's leading cheesemakers, Marion Rovald of Killeen Farmhouse Cheese in Galway, would be very well known. They also have an Environmental Award, which went to Ballymore Organics in Kildare. They grow organic porridge oats and make stone ground flour and semolina. Now, in a year that saw so many food companies move online to survive, and like your nursery there, it was so important, those online sales. It was a virtual farmers market called Neighbour Food that connects customers to a network of local producers that received the Outstanding Organisation Award from the Guild. Now, Neighbour Food was set up by a Cork market trader called Jack Crotty, and he had a business, maybe people would know it down that way, called Rocket Man at markets. And I first asked him about what it felt like to receive the awards.
We were incredibly chuffed with the awards, and they're amazing awards, and they're very well recognised, and the other names on the list who've won the other awards kind of prove that. So I suppose we were really honoured and incredibly grateful. What we are is an open marketplace for small food producers to sell direct to the public. But obviously, it's a little bit logistically tricky with food. So what we do is we create collection points in communities. We have almost 60 now between Ireland and the UK. And the idea being that a producer can join into a local collection point, become part of the offering of that community. And then the customers can shop from everybody who's dropping into that collection.
When did the network begin and why did you begin it? What was your reason for starting it?
Well, we started in 2018, just at the end. The inspiration for it came from the fact that I was a farmers market trader myself. And I noticed the shift that many people weren't so much buying vegetables, bread, milk, eggs as much, but farmers markets were becoming more of a place to take a break, to socialize, for people to meet outdoors, eat nice food. But it was a difficult way to do your full weekly shop because there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of queues. There's a lot of, you know, individual transactions with all the different producers. So the idea for Neighbour Food was to try and streamline the actual grocery shopping aspect of it, because those types of producers were not seeing the markets as a growing opportunity for them. People who are interested in buying local food were going to farmers markets and buying bits and pieces, but they weren't filling their fridge. So the idea of Neighbour Food was to try and let people be able to do that, because we still have all of those producers in Ireland, but it was becoming harder and harder to be able to access them.
Neighbour Food, check it out online. They have several hubs in many of the counties that you can collect food from. It's absolutely brilliant. Another organisation called Green Schools won the Food Writers Guild Community Award for 2021, and they launched a two-year programme in schools that aims to teach crucial food skills to children. Their food award from the Guild went to Ballymakenny Farm Speciality Potatoes. Now, we've had Maria Flynn up there from near Tirmanfechan on the programme before. You might remember, she's a fantastic grower. And they were growing commercial potatoes, herself and her husband and her family. And they just switched to growing speciality varieties because it was just too difficult price-wise to do commercial potatoes anymore. And she was thriving. But then selling into restaurants primarily this year, they had to really adapt what they were doing.
It's an award I hugely respect, and it gave me the boost I needed to get going again. So it was fantastic. Growing potatoes in Ireland is not a new concept. And that is what we do. We grow potatoes. We looked to grow something a little bit different. We wanted to give people a choice, to give chefs particularly a choice, because they were our market, of what they had to cook with, and really to get people talking about potatoes again and not just have them as a filler-upper, to talk about flavours and textures and taste, the way we were doing that with all of these other different foods, but never about potatoes. Chefs are our main market. So with the onset of COVID, that changed rapidly, and we had to search for a retail market for our lovely potatoes.
And how difficult was that?
Like everybody else, we were thrown into this.
Yeah.
And I just reacted by opening a small drive-through spud shack at the gates of our farm. It's not the same business model as we had before. And there's another chunk in the chain in terms of price. So, you know, it's not the fairy story I'd like it to be.
Yeah.
But I take the good out of it. And the good news is we had tons of potatoes and we managed to get rid of them. And for that, I am eternally grateful. You know, we still have headaches. It's still not the ideal. We still really want our chefs back. But we just have to take the good out of the situation. And the good is that we managed to sell our potatoes in a really lovely environment that kept us, kept our headspace in a good place more than anything.
Yes. And in terms of planting, like for the coming season, did you plant less? That must be really difficult to work out if your food service market has collapsed.
I'm petrified, not going to lie. We had to have a big conversation recently about, you know, will we bother? Because we grow some speciality veg as well.
Mm.
And there was a big conversation around that. And will we do it or won't we? And we're doing it. Is it the right thing to do? I don't know, Suzanne. It's the same with the potatoes. We're planting the same again, but this year will really be, I'm worried about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm very worried.
Right.
I have to give it another chance. We've put so much work into it, you know, but our chefs have gone.
Okay, and that was Maria Flynn there talking about some of the challenges as well. Now, you can hear there the real dilemma in Maria's voice when, I suppose, talking about, you know, getting sowing for the year ahead and the high cost and high risk in operation that's involved. Now, I know, Suzanne, you also spoke to Kirsten Jensen, chairperson of the Irish Food Writers Guild, about what types of food they awarded this year and if they had a common theme.
Our winners this year are really interesting in that they all fall under this umbrella of going back to basics. We have potatoes, we have spiced beef, we have mead, we have butter. You can't get more basic than that. So for the year that's in it, it's interesting to be able to reflect on those kinds of core ingredients that are the staple of so many of our most favorite dishes.
And talking to Maria there up in Louth, the potato producer, it's very meaningful in tough times to get an award and to get that accolade, because a lot of small producers have had difficult years as well.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most rewarding parts of these awards for the Guild, that because as a food producer or an organization, you can't nominate yourself. All the nominations are from within the Guild and they're all done secretly. We all pay for our own products to bring to the tasting meeting. These people have no idea when they get the letter from us. It's coming out of the blue. It's a complete surprise. And the reactions are all overwhelmingly really quite humbling for us as Guild members to see how much they mean to people to get these awards. They're really well regarded.
And also by shining a light on these products, it alerts consumers to them as well and gives them a wider audience.
Absolutely. And that is one of the goals of these awards, trying to introduce as many people as possible to these products. And another silver lining of the pandemic is that many more of these types of foods are now available online. Either producers have set up their own websites, you know, super quickly, doing it practically overnight, or they've been able to piggyback on other organizations, such as one of our other award winners, Neighbor Food. So luckily, the availability is only getting better and better, I think, as time goes on.
And that was Kirsten Jensen, chairperson of the Irish Food Writers Guild, ending that report there from Suzanne Campbell. And congratulations to all of the winners.